mampu gantikan dirimu, lupakan semua tentangmu hingga saat kau temukan lagi jiwaku di raga yang lain. Ku akan tersenyum untukmu dan sembunyi menangis untukku.
Listener, here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto said that Indonesia is accelerating cocoa replanting and seedling programs to meet rising global demand, including interest from Belarus. The move comes as cocoa prices surge globally due to poor weather conditions and disease outbreaks in major producing countries in Latin America and Africa. Speaking to reporters after meeting former President Joko Widodo in Surakarta, Central Java on Sunday, July 20, 2025, President Prabowo highlighted the importance of responding quickly to international demand. Quoted from rri.co.id, President Prabowo continued that Belarus, among other countries, has expressed interest in importing Indonesian cocoa. Indonesian Culture Deputy Minister Giring Ganesha Jumario said museums are one of the front lines of Indonesia's cultural diplomacy during a meeting with the Thailand Culture Deputy Minister Ploy Tanikol. Reported by rri.co.id, Deputy Minister Giring also explained that his visit to the National Museum with Thailand Deputy Minister marks the close relations between the two countries, namely Indonesia and Thailand, that have been established for more than 75 years. During the occasion, the Thailand Deputy Culture, we should say Thailand Culture Deputy Minister, visited several exhibition halls of the National Museum. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We'll be right back.
segala mimpiku, segala hayalku, segala anganku. Masih terlalu jauh cintaku, segala dambaku, segala harapku. Masih terlalu jauh, oh, oh, oh. Buyar sudah semua fantasi. Jejaki, namun apa yang ku cari tak ada. Alah, ku terus mencari, ku cari hingga ke ujung pelangi.
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs. Forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
makna. Cerita lama yang selalu dibawa. Diam-diam hati ini mengerti, teringat dan jadi ciri tentangmu.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Leto. Leto is an Indonesian pop band from Yogyakarta, formed in 2004. The initial format of its members consisted of Noe on the vocal, Patop on the guitar, Aryan on the bass, and Dedot on the drums. However, since 2016, Leto has added two new members, namely Cornel on the guitar and Widi on the keyboard. On January 18, 2025, finally, Leto released a new song titled Sebening Senja, or As Clear as Dusk. This song is Leto's latest single after a five-year hiatus. The song Sebening Senja is a pop song that tells the story of a person's journey in finding the magic and meaning of love. The lyrics are written by the vocalist Noe. Well, listener, let's enjoy the latest single of Leto, Sebening Senja. Enjoy!
Rindu ini takkan berani ku bermimpi dan memilih untuk berlari. Karena cinta yang aku terima seru
tak berhenti.
Indonesia.
Listener, every year hundreds of thousands of Indonesian pilgrims perform the Hajj in Saudi Arabia. But before the departure, they must first follow or receive guidance on Hajj itself and the rituals simulation in Indonesia. What it's like and how is the process? Here is explanation by the Director General of Hajj and Umrah of Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs, Hilman Latif.
Alhamdulillah, until now we have been supported by different supporting groups to deal with the diversity of the pilgrims. First, for example, our effort is to invite the Hajj mission members and the staff from different regions. So every province proposes staffs to be part of the Indonesian Hajj missions. Office of the Ministry of Religious Affairs, district level even, have selected and sent their staff to be part of the Indonesian Hajj mission. Secondly, we are fortunate that in Indonesia, we have a lot of Indonesian Manasik groups or KBIHU, Kelompok Bimbingan Ibadah Haji and Umrah. We have been kindly supported by the engagement, deep involvement of Indonesian Hajj Manasik groups that spread all over the regions of Indonesia that closely interact with the pilgrims and intensely educates the potential pilgrims about Hajj rituals, about the Saudi culture, the situation that pilgrims will cope during the Hajj and so forth and so on. So this is a very helpful situation for Indonesia, especially for the government, because a lot of parties participate to underpin the operation of Hajj in the country.
And for further detail about this conversation, you can find it on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Menantang dunia, merayakan muda. Untuk satu jam saja kita hampir mati, dan kau selamatkan aku, dan ku menyelamatkanmu. Dan sekarang aku tahu cerita kita tak jauh berbeda. Dan
beragam pasti kan ku tak sendirian jalani derita kau bawakan kisahmu aku mendengarkan opi tak bergantian tentukan nestapa menawar trauma datang seadanya teras ku terbuka kita hampir mati dan kau selamatkan aku dan ku menyelamatkanmu dan sekarang aku tahu tapi tak sekalipun kisahku pernah kau bantah. Cerita kita tak jauh berbeda. Batin sampah luar. Sometimes I wanna fall. Kamu sudah bukan ceritakan ke anak-anakku nanti bahwa aku pernah dicintai.
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Shine a light, I walk go, who knows if I'll be alive. I'm all stuck up as far as skincare goes. Ghosting people, I've been at a show. Showing up cause I don't have a choice. Oh, and it's chronic, toxic, honest. Don't wanna read the news, but what am I supposed to do?
Indonesian Composite Index or IDX on Monday morning is moving positively following the strengthening of majority of Asian stocks, and the IDX was opening strengthening 54.40 points or 0.74% to the position of 7,366.31. Meanwhile, LQ45 index also rose 4.70 points or 0.60% to the level of 789.91. In the meantime, Indonesian foreign exchange during the trade opening this morning also weakening 28 points or 0.17% to 16,325 rupiah per US dollar from previously 16,297 rupiah per US dollar.
Are getting cold. Mind the people passing by. They don't know I'll be leaving soon. I'll fly away tomorrow to far away. I'll admit a cliche, things won't be the same without you. I'll be looking out my window, seeing Adelaide sky. Would you be kind enough to remember? And I'll be hearing my own footsteps under Adelaide sky. Would you be kind enough to remember me? Looking out my window, seeing Adelaide sky. Would you be kind enough to remember?
remember, and I'll be hearing my own footsteps under Adelaide sky. Would you be kind enough to remember? I've been meaning to call you soon. We're in different times. You might not be home now. Would you take a message? I'll try to stay awake and fight your presence in my head. And I'll be looking out my window, seeing Adelaide's sky. Would you be kind enough to remember? And I'll be hearing my own footsteps under Adelaide's sky. Would you be kind enough to remember? And I'll be looking out my window, seeing Adelaide's sky. Would you be kind enough to remember? And I'll be hearing my own footsteps under Adelaide's sky. Would you be kind enough to remember me?
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Just one thing, it's only you, but
I just say we're falling.
Want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI station across Indonesia? RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay updated with a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal. Listener, after this song, you'll be listening to a story about Topeng Palimanan.
City of Srim, Cirebon in West Java is also known for its tari topeng or mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since Majapahit Kingdom era. However, now the worry is not true. Hardworking artists try harder to make tari topeng Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting young generation. The coming of Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Kadmini in Kedung Bundar village, Gempol district, around 10 kilometers away from Cirebon city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Kadmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topeng Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Tari Topeng, or known as Topeng, has started since she was a child.
dari sejak kelas 3 SD kami belajar, terus dalam waktu 3 bulan
since
itu,
the third grade my friends ya, and I have learned to dance in 3 months belajarnya. We could master ketika one dance then we could learn even faster because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
Dulu waktu zamannya saya masih kecil, kalau ibu saya hajatan.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events, so I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination to defend Tari Topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu sih bukan seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer. She used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with gamelan traditional music, we gathered money. Sometimes we sold dates. My parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned tari topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, topeng maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace as well as national and international performances, Nani stated.
Di masyarakat dulu, topeng
at that time, tari topeng on Indonesia's Independence Day was held in neighboring unit community. Then it went to the national level as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn tari topeng in depth. She has thought far before Wulansari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer in keraton since I was a child. I thought even I had not finished my study.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach tari topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn tari topeng that was just limited to people in keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach tari topeng.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih Mbak ya, ayo Neng belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught tari topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor. Saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop tari topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java provincial government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan,
When we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money, so they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul.
Because I have fought so hard, I paid it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topeng in various events, never set special tarif. The woman who has become breadwinner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah Mbak, karena saya sendiri nggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tariff.
The woman, who has taught for more than 10 years, has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata alhamdulillah.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two feel moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topeng.
Anak saya sendiri waktu kelas 2, ayo Fanny nari.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade.
Mama,
but in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kacerobonan without learning formally. Maybe she saw me when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Tari Topeng until growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya untuk khususnya topeng Cirebon ini jangan sampai punah.
I hope art and culture, particularly topeng Cirebon, do not extinct. I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java provincial government, Nani Kadmini hope the government paid more attention to topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally ask low-level governments, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve Tari Topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year. We also incidentally take them to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. And events like the Jakarta Fair or PRG. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists.
The struggle of Tari Topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Andrian Raharjo,
head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro ini melakukan pembinaan.
Tari topeng maestros guide young generation that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and flirtatious. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. Topeng is the cultural richness of Cirebon. It is not only a regional asset, but also national and even international asset. It cannot be separated from our efforts to maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
Musik ini goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. Yang tua dan yang muda semuanya sama. Kita di sini tiada berbeda. Kita bersatu dan juga bersama-sama. Goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. We can sing together, come on. We can move together, come on. Let's have fun together, come on. Party on forever. Hilangkan prasangka yang memisahkan kita. Tunjukkan pada dunia kita punya cinta. Sekarang saatnya. One, two, three. Come on, we can sing together. Come on, we can move together. Come on, let's have fun together. Come on, party on forever.
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI listeners, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu. The song was composed by Alfon Tajau. It is the name of an Iban Dayak girl. The lyrics tell the story of Bujang Lemambang Ayau and Dayang Sebalu who miss each other. Dayang Sebalu is waiting to be proposed, but unfortunately, the marriage cannot happen. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu by Marcellus and Yuni. Happy listening!
Dayang